What is up, everyone? We are wrapping up week 10, I guess, here in NFL. We're also going to go over our two-minute drill, what we're thankful for, and fourth and goal is back, all here on Tuck and Run. What is up, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages? I am your host, Sam OG, as always. To my right, I have the tenacious D Tuck.
How's it going?
It's going well, thank you.
I'm glad to hear that.
Back with us again is the artist, formerly known as Jam Master J.
Happy to be wrapping up week 9.
I think we're doing week 9.
Is it week 9?
Week 9 is what just happened.
we might as well talk about week 10 because week 9 was a stinker.
You buy a DeLorean, you go.
It's nice to have you back, Jay.
Thank you. Where were you at, by the way?
So my wife, as everyone knows, is pregnant and has been having some issues. So
I don't think everyone knew that part.
As of this weekend, she's going to be induced, and I am going to be a daddy.
Congratulations. Like
this weekend?
Like this
weekend. I think that if it was last weekend, he wouldn't be here
right now.
So how sober should I stay? I want to hold that baby.
By the way, the band that's talking right now is our special guest. Back again for another week, Craig Real. Thank you for coming back
they
here, my man.
They just stacked up. It was kind of a weak handshake.
It was actually a left-handed handshake.
He was very faint with that.
Some limp wrists. That's why you guys got to be switch hitters.
What? Greg, how you doing, man?
I'm spectacular.
Look, continue that conversation. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt that.
No, I just want to comment on Dale's hair looking really haggard right now.
Hey, man, I do need a haircut, though.
Cut what?
Just let it go.
No shave November. Everything. I'm not going to shave anything.
I feel bad for Chelsea.
Nah, she doesn't mind. She can't see the top of my head.
She can't see the bottom either.
I don't know. I think that's a compliment.
No, I insinuated.
Yeah, you didn't. That's okay. We are here for another episode. This is our 20th episode, guys, by the way. 20th episode of Tuck and Run. Here, part of the Tuck Approach Productions. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it. With 20 episodes in, 20 weeks in.
I don't think anybody said that.
No one said that at all.
Many people said it.
I said it one night, but I took it back.
It's a celebration to be part of this. It's an honor and a celebration to be a part of this podcast with you fine gentlemen for the past 20 weeks.
That's crazy. 20, you're right. Math checks out.
On paper, it says we did 19. We had a technical difficulty. quote unquote. Difficulty.
Yeah, you're right. Now, technically, this would be our 21st episode, but officially, it's our 20th episode.
No, it's our 20th.
Yeah, no, but if we had one that never got posted.
So on paper, it would be 19.
No, on paper, it would be 21.
No, it's 20th.
So there's football that was played this week.
So this is 20th, okay.
No. The last week was 19, so this will be 20. And there's a missing one, so it would technically be 21.
We'll worry about that when we release the lost tapes.
Yeah, lost tapes, right. Exactly.
I got quite a few of those.
But yes, as I was saying, it has been an honor to work with you fine gentlemen expressing football. But before we get into anything, I just want to say something from the heart real quick. Sports in general is one thing that brings a lot of people together. Sports is the reason why we're even doing this podcast. We are so fixated on athletes who worked hard, accomplished all the feats that they had to get to the professional level, and we celebrate them day by day, week by week, whatever the case may be. And whatever sport it is, we have to show admiration to these players because, again, a lot of sacrifice has gone into their career and achievements and whatever the case may be. What I'm trying to say is this. Earlier this week, Ray Holiday passed away.
Roy Holiday,
passed away in a plane crash. He's a former Cy Young winner, MLB star, and it's very sad to hear whenever an athlete goes down, or anyone in general, but especially a guy like Roy Holiday.
That's a good thing we brought you back, Jay.
Yeah. I'm just here for spell check.
So My condolences and sympathy to the Holiday family and organizations. He played for what? St. Louis.
Philly. So he played for Toronto and Philadelphia.
Philly. But rest in peace to you, Roy Holiday.
Yeah, he was a beast on the mound. Rest in peace, man.
God bless his kids.
Doc Holiday.
All right, moving forward, we're not gonna do any injuries because we have a lot of substance in the show tonight. So we're just going to do the news and headlines and whatnot. Is that okay with you guys?
What accent was that? Going to do?
Yeah, you leave the accents to Jay because he's spectacular at them. Jay, you say what he just said.
We're going to do.
It was like Bill Cosby accent. So we're going to do pops. Let's put the pill in your drink and you just.
That's accurate.
PG.
Well, I got to say, we made this joke like probably four times on Flagrant Fans. I never saw Crocodile Dundee before the other night. And I have to say, that movie was a piece of work.
That's a good movie, the first one.
Well, that's not it was
the first one.
The end of it was hilarious. It was
actually, to be honest with you, I don't know if I've ever seen it beginning to end.
That's not a knife. This is a knife.
That's a spoon. Ah, see, you played Knife a Spoonie before. Simpsons quote.
Very topical on Tuck and Run. Talking about 30-year-old movies.
Let's talk about the news and headlines. We got Martavis Bryant. He is back. And the Steelers wide receiver lineup after being demoted last week. Teddy Bridgewater has been activated on the Vikings lineup. Bridgewater missed all of last year due to a dislocated knee from a non-contact practice. He's set to be the backup too.
Who?
Case Keenum.
And who is he?
The best
in the North.
NFL
in the NFL North.
Ridiculous. North. This is the awful bit that we have. It's not even. He's like the third best quarterback in the NFC North.
He's the best in the NFC North.
NFL North.
In the NFL North. Have you heard him? Did you listen to
him? Yeah, because I said NFL North.
Yeah, that's crazy. Agree. That's not Case Keenum. That's not accurate. He's in the NFL North. He's probably the seventh best quarterback.
Yeah, NFC North and NFC North.
He averages like 14.63 points fantasy wise.
Oh, that's how we grade our quarterbacks now. How good is Josh McCown fantasy wise?
Both Mike Evans and AJ Green has been suspended for just fighting, playing. And Mike Evans fought Marshawn Lattimore this past Sunday, and as you know, AJ Green yoked up.
No, I don't think AJ got suspended.
He didn't get suspended.
No, it was just Mike Evans.
He got ejected for the game.
Oh, he got ejected. That's true.
Doesn't matter. That was a great
choking
choke.
Out that dude.
Dude, he was elbow deep in that choke. Good for him.
AJ Green soft as baby poop.
Apparently. Giants reinstate Janoris Jenkins after one game suspension mandated by the head coach, and apparently two unidentified players went out and said that Ben McAdoo is losing the team.
Or Ben McAdon't.
Ben McAdon't.
Doo-doo.
Now there's a saying that I like to there's an old saying that I truly believe in, and it goes, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. Do you want to know who's my friend? Who's my new friend and my new enemy now? I'll just tell you.
Yeah, just please.
Jerry Jones is filing a lawsuit against Roger Goodell in order to block. Oh no, the NFL in order to block Roger Goodell's extension. I can't stand him either. Jerry Jones has been visibly upset about the way Roger Goodell has been handling this whole Ezekiel Elliott case.
That's literally the only reason. Every other thing that he says is a lie. It is literally because he's mad. And he could not wait to suspend Tom Brady.
Seriously. Gentlemen. Exactly. That's the thing. That was
gentlemen, I have something I'm thankful for that might have something to do with this.
All right, so wink, wink,
you know what I'm saying?
But Roger Goodell is at war. I mean, Jerry Jones is at war with Roger Goodell. He has some other backup owners as well.
Yeah, there's like five of them, I heard.
That are out to get Roger Goodell. And, you know, I'm with Roger Goodell on this one.
The thing with Roger Goodell, just real quick, he gets paid as much money as he gets paid. Because everyone places the blame at him. Right, Anything that the NFL does wrong, the owners like that. You don't go, other than Jerry Jones and Rob Kraft, like you don't know most of the owners. The average fan doesn't know most of the owners. And everything that Roger Goodell is doing is the majority of the NFL owners are doing, and they just Roger Goodell is the face of it. So like the fact that Jerry Jones is so mad about it is like it's literally just because he's mad that he suspended Ezekiel Elliott. That's the only reason.
I personally know every single one of the 345,000 Green Bay Packer owners
personally. Is it? I thought personally. It was like 60,
on a personal 000. Basis.
Are it's you like, an owner? Did you buy stock?
Nah, yeah, but it's like watching Fargo.
It would be cool. If, it would be cool if they had a vote. Like if there was like an app on their phone that they are we going to keep the coach or fire the coach?
They don't have apps for flip phones.
Jerry Jones' flip phone. Is that what you're going to talk about? No. His comment?
No.
Did you hear what he said? He's
talking about the Green Bay Packers.
Did you hear what Jerry Jones? It's not just because we're talking about Jerry Jones real quick. They're talking about they. What's the word I'm looking for? Because the Colin Kaepernick collusion case there. Right. What's the word I'm looking for? Like they have to have his phone. They have that.
Dispose his phone? Or
evidence?
There's a word, though. Like, yeah, something like that. Yeah. And Jerry Jones is like, oh, I don't think they're going to find much on there. Like, what did he say? He said, I don't think
he's
they're going to find much.
He's going
to burn a phone. Yeah, he admitted to having a burner phone. He said, me and all the other drug dealers in Dallas. His words. Me and all the other drug dealers in Dallas, like all the other drug dealers in Dallas, I have a burner phone.
Jerry Jones, a man of people.
I cannot stand Jerry Jones.
I can't wait.
Speaking of owners in the NFL, Bill O'Brien, owners and coaches, Bill O'Brien and Mike McCarthy are going to be
deposed
the whole Colin Kaepernick trial. And as you know, Colin Kaepernick brought his lawyers to the NFL meeting, owners and players meeting last week. Bring up the file or the idea of collusion that's going on in the NFL. And Bill O'Brien and Mike McCarthy, after both their star quarterbacks went down with season-ending injuries, did not look Colin Kaepernick's way. Sorry, this drink. You got me going.
I think Bill O'Brien, though, in the press conference, didn't he like bring up the fact that they were looking at all possibilities and Colin Kaepernick one of them?
Colin Kaepernick would make a lot of sense in that offense.
Well, I just got to say, if you're Colin Kaepernick, do you really want Bill O'Brien's fingers on your career?
Well,
I mean,
the
only way it gets worse is if Bill O'Brien's involved.
I don't know, man.
Look what he does to quarterbacks.
Well, look at Deshaun Watson.
He hasn't had any good quarterbacks besides Deshaun Watson.
Tom Savage has an all-time quarterback name. He should have been in an
Tom
80s
Savage
movie
only
about
has
football.
One career touchdown.
I don't Tom care Savage about is that. Real.
I'm talking about his name.
He's a real person. I'm
talking about his name.
He's like the lost like Savage brother
Tommy
like, from Boys Meets World.
First of all, if your name
Wonder
is Tom
Years.
Savage, you should go by Tommy Savage because Tommy Savage is way more impressive sounding.
I don't care why. When you have a name like that, you bust your ass and like Tom Brady too, you're the greatest. Like, imagine a career of Tom Savage being good, and every time he does something good, you're like, damn, did you see that pass? That shit was savage.
That stuff was savage. We gotta work on that.
Well, I mean, Tom Savage
to
me
like
just seems...
not a professional on the phone all day or anything.
Tom Savage to me just seems like a name that you like a high schooler guy that never made it out of high school
Tom
and just
Savage,
stays around.
Tom Savage's name sounds like Tom Savage.
Like he wears like a cutoff like jean jacket like with denim jeans. Like that's Tom Savage to me.
High appreciation for 16-year-olds.
You know what I like about high school girls?
Don't finish it. Just don't finish it. Just leave it as that.
Yeah, you I guys get think older about it. I'll stay the same age.
Like all I said, right, we're very topical on talking.
Absolutely.
All right, moving on from that. Anything else in the headline news in NFL world, guys?
Martellus Bennett.
Yes, that's right. He has been dropped by the Packers after failing to disclose his physical conditions,
which is very, very interesting because it's like week 9.
Well,
so what do you mean failure to disclose your injury?
So the big news is the Patriots. Sorry, Sam.
No, go ahead.
Patriots claimed him off the waivers today. So is there repercussions for him if he comes back and plays for the Patriots, even though he was cut for not disclosing?
No,
the
they were only doing that so that they can get
the money
back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because he had a 3-year deal and they were trying to get that money back. Now the Patriots take up some of that salary now.
All this year. $6 million.
So it was a crappy move by the Packers.
Yeah.
Like, that was a back end.
$21 million for 3-year deal.
He said he was going to retire after the season anyway.
The Patriots
though,
are looking at what? $3.5 million?
And to go into that too, like Vontae Davis, like the Colts cut Vontae Davis
because
he opted for a season-ending groin injury surgery.
That doesn't seem right.
So is he? He's a free agent.
Ethically, that doesn't seem. Oh, they cut him, so he's a free agent right now.
Well, I mean, like
when he comes back, he could sign right now if you want. He could even get. He got waived, so someone could pick him up, but they'd have to pay his salary, so he won't be picked up.
All right. I'm really good with NBA salaries, not NFL.
NBA salaries is easy. Everything's guaranteed.
All right, moving on to our next segment.
Is this segment sponsored by anybody?
You know what? That's funny, Dale, because I do have a segment from our good friends, Sandoval Tiago Delivery Service.
This is very appropriate.
All right. Sandoval is proud to announce his new personal delivery service where packages he delivers is you. Anywhere you need to go at any time, one of the friendly STD drivers can take you between the hours of 8 a.m. and 7:15 p.m., excluding any time between 11 a.m. and 1:25 p.m., as well as between the times of 5:10 p.m. and 6:45 p.m., only within the Providence city limits, but excluding the south side. STD's personal delivery service is the best way to get where you're going with no questions asked. Save time and money by letting STD drivers take you to where you need to go and eventually back bring you back. Think of STD's personal delivery service as your own private taxi, but instead of riding in a tiny, cramped back seat, you now have over 100 square feet of standing room. Yes, that is plenty of room for activities. Why sit in traffic and be bored out of your mind listening to crappy talk radio when you could be doing calisthenics in the back of a moving truck on your way to work? Or you can catch up on some much-needed sleep on your way to the mall. With STDs, the possibilities are endless. To take advantage of this new service, just call 1-800-438-7837 or 1-800-GET-STDs. Today to start a new contract. And don't forget, Christmas is coming. So let Sandoval Tiago Deliveries eliminate all the stress from shopping with their store-to-door delivery service. Anything you can find in the stores, they can deliver it right to your door, serving you even more time and money and protecting you from the hordes of mall shoppers and impolite cashiers, giving you more time to decorate the Christmas tree, light the menorah, or you do whatever use Kwanzaa people do. Get what you really deserve this holiday season by contracting STDs. That's Sandoval Tiago Delivery Service. Available at 1-800-GET-STDS. That is 1-800-GET-STDs. And remember, it's always better getting it from someone you can trust.
Thank you. He actually just delivered, not he, but one of the STD drivers delivered my Xbox today. It's a wonderful service.
You got
some STDs today?
STDs came to
I
you.
Got some, well, nice. I didn't get some STDs. I got a STD nice, delivery nice. Driver.
Gotcha. Now, what if I'm unhappy with my STD delivery?
Well, I think you'd have to call 1-800-GET-STDS.
Or you just never call that person back again.
But I don't think you'll be unhappy. They seem to... But well, I'm very satisfied after my experience with STDs.
Well, I've heard that their customer service line, the penicillin line, works really well.
They should. That would actually be clever branding on their part if they called their customer service line the penicillin line. We'll have to email them.
Call
back.
The pen at 1-800. Whatever the.
All right. Moving
Thank
on.
Thank you, Sandoval Tiago Deliveries.
We got the 2-minute drill. Now, here's the thing. I was inspired by this 2-minute drill based on the, I don't know, I'm not sure if you guys have been paying attention, but there's a little war going on between Tony Romo and Deion Sanders. I watched this game, the Chiefs and Cowboys game, and there was a play where Ezekiel Elliott ran and hurtled over Marcus Peters, and Tony Romo said that, you know, Marcus Peters doesn't like to tackle. In fact, he doesn't like to tackle. It makes Deion Sanders look like a good tackler. And Deion Sanders went on the Game Day Prime show and had a few words for Tony Romo.
Deion, I don't know if you know this. You made the broadcast on CBS. On the big one. Uh-oh. Yeah, give what a happened? Listen.
Peters doesn't want to tackle. That's one of the things I'm telling you. He's really good out there at the corner off coverage, but in tackling...
Not his thing.
No, and he makes Deion Sanders look good at tackling sometimes.
Burn. See, Tony, I tried my best to take the high road, but I don't know the address to the high road. So I got to come at you, man. You 10 years as a starter, you're 2-4 in the playoffs. You ain't won nothing. I tried to bury the hatchet. Both of us worked for CBS. I went and shook your hand and said, Tony, you're doing a great job this year. I thought that would be it. But nevertheless, you keep on shooting at me. Tony, what's going on, man? I got a gold jacket that I didn't buy. Dak says hi. And bye. Tony, leave me alone, man. I got a lot of ammunition, man. How many interceptions?
19 in 2012? Come on, man. You threw to everybody but me. Tony, come on, man. You know you never won the big one. You know you never won the big one. So stop, man.
Wow. That is a two-time Super Bowl winner, Deion Sanders, clapping back at Tony Romo.
Two-time Dude. Mercenary. And like, let me just tell you something real quick. There's a war going on between his hair and his head, because I don't know what that is. That's a terrible look. He needs to go back to bald.
Can't talk about pictures on the podcast.
Oh, I know. Bad radio. But his hair looks terrible. Google it.
So I, for one, when I saw that, I don't know. I don't. This may be blasphemous, but I don't really think Deion Sanders is that good of a CB.
He's not a good tackler. That's well known.
Yeah. But he came out, he responded by saying, my job isn't to tackle. My job is to shut down receivers, which is, I can give you that. But I don't think he's a...
Okay. All right, go ahead. Finish.
James, prime no, time.
I think Champ Bailey's better than him. No. But that's a different conversation. Anyways... Go ahead. What are you going to say?
Not true. Deion Sanders is the best corner of all time. So
anyways, for this two-minute drill, I'm looking at receiver to CB matchups for this upcoming week in the week 10 of the NFL. All right. So I'm going to ask you guys know the deal. What is it?
Wait, I think that maybe we all want to say something about what he said.
Yeah, please. Yeah.
Because it was ridiculous. Like, I read what he said, but hearing it live, like, Deion Sanders got really hurt. Like, that was a defensive thing. And I, like, what he said, like, that's ridiculous.
That's
like,
what I think is something else going on.
No, like, I think Tony might have done something with Deion's wife or something.
Many people have said that Deion Sanders is a bad tackler. It's well known throughout history.
Deion Sanders said it was a business decision himself.
Exactly.
So that doesn't, like, what he was mean? Like, he said, like, oh, why don't, they asked him why he don't tackle. He's like, it's a business decision.
He doesn't want to blow out his shoulder.
He's not a good tackler.
No, he's
You have one of the best defensive players of a generation versus a mediocre quarterback.
No, Tony Romo is better than
He could not cut it.
No, Tony Romo. I think.
Remember that? He was a holder.
Yeah, but he hadn't held in a while. That was the whole thing. Was his first year starting. Yeah. His first time. The problem with Tony Romo, and this is a discussion for the offseason, but the problem with Tony Romo is that people thought the Cowboys were better than they really were. They were never that good. They have never been good until just recently. And because he plays for the Cowboys, everyone thinks that Tony Romo is he's holding that team back. He was the only reason they were relevant.
Is he from Texas?
No, he's from Wisconsin. He's a Packers fan.
Why does he sound so southern? They're like way north.
Yeah, I don't know, but I don't know. Deion Sanders said.
Well, I personally know all the owners of the Packers, and they're all tougher than Tony Romo.
No, I love what Deion Sanders even said. I thought it was hilarious, but I don't know why he got so angry with it.
Yeah, like, and I just take issue. I just think that
I don't know
unnecessary. I feel like it's really like, if you're Deion Sanders, your career and your non-store-bought Hall of Fame jacket should speak for itself. I can't stand when they get braggadocious and throwing shit. Like, I'm not a fan of that.
With Deion Sanders, though, didn't he have like domestic violence issues with his wife? Not that he was doing it, but his wife was beating the hell out of him. Like, how are you going to be talking about another man?
Well, that's
you know
because,
what I mean?
That's because
when your wife is beating you.
That's because she wanted to watch what she wanted to watch during prime time.
Maybe that was the issue. When she was watching Tony Romo play, and she got a little too excited. So Deion said something, clapped back at her, and she's like, what are you saying? And just smacked him.
Ooh, she liked the white chocolate.
I don't know. And I don't think that what Tony Romo said was really even offensive. Like, for him to get that mad and say that many things is ridiculous. Like, no, he didn't say you're a terrible player. He just said that you weren't a great tackler, which, as Jay said, is a well-known and accepted fact.
Does not change the fact that it's a completely unprovoked shot.
Because it's a corner not tackling.
You can say, like, all right, well, this is a very good corner, but he doesn't like to tackle. That's like Deion Sanders is a very good corner, great corner, but he doesn't like to tackle.
I don't think it was unprovoked. That. I think but it was. I think that. No, but he said he makes Deion look good because it was a poor. I think that Deion said that would be like saying someone. Like with bad hands can't catch, like a running back who can't catch. He looks just like that player. Like it's just he's just
like,
making a reference.
Like just being like, all right, well, look, Leonard Fournette, not a great catcher. He's a lot like Adrian Peterson, who's not a great. You know
or
what I mean? Like
no,
that makes
or
sense.
That's the same thing as saying he's no Jerry Rice. Like it's the same thing. Like it's not a slight on Deion Sanders. You didn't like to tackle Deion. There's plenty of film of it.
All right. Well, nonetheless,
it was a slight.
Nonetheless, it made me think about the upcoming matchups between receivers and CB. So I'm gonna list some matchups here, and I want you to tell me who do you think is going to win between these matchups. you pick a receiver or a CB. We got, how many seconds are we doing this?
2 minutes, right?
2 minutes. No, well, I mean, it's a 2 minute drill, but you guys have, what, 30 seconds? 25 seconds.
5 seconds.
So you got five, so it's 20 seconds per grouping, three of us.
No, we only have four because of Vontae Davis.
Yeah, I already took that out.
All right, so nonetheless, you guys just, we got 2 minutes. You guys convinced me, who do you think is going to win these matchups and why? I'm going to start with our guest here, Larry Fitzgerald or Richard Sherman.
All right, so Larry Fitzgerald has probably the worst quarterback I've seen in the past 20 years. So I'm going to go with Richard Sherman just because of that, but Larry Fitz still better.
Tuck.
Oh, with same person? Same thing. Richard Sherman.
Richard Sherman? Okay.
Yeah, for the same reason as Craig said, they're not going to be able to get him the ball, so Richard Sherman.
All right, we got Stephon Diggs versus Josh Norman. Craig?
I am going to go with Stephon Diggs on this. Confidence is booming. He had his career best game last year, and Norman's got a broken rib.
And he has Case Keenum throwing into him.
For this week.
Dale.
I'd say Stephon Diggs because Josh Norman can't run.
Case Keenum. And
Stephon Diggs, clean sweep.
And why?
Because of?
Case Keenum.
I cannot wait for Teddy Bridgewater to start.
All right, Dale. We got Michael Thomas versus Tre'Davious Smith.
Tre'Davious White.
White. I fixed that too.
Smith a white name.
Tre'Davious White. Michael Thomas. I wasn't high on Tre'Davious White. He's playing much better than I thought, but I like Michael Thomas.
Jay?
I am high on Tre'Davious White, but I think Michael Thomas, just because of Drew Brees, he's going to get him in the spot. So.
See, Michael Thomas was limited in practice this week, and the Saints are kind of due to lay an egg. I'm going with Tre'Davious White.
That's a sneaky good game. The Bills, Saints, because watch the Bills win that, because it's in Buffalo. So,
yeah, they have a lost.
And Bills have the highest turnover differential, too. So.
Oh, and they love to throw in New Orleans.
Finally, we have Brandon Cooks versus Aqib Talib. Sunday night game. Craig, what are you picking?
Cooks got the GOAT.
Okay.
Okay. Aqib Talib is too slow. That's the problem. It'll probably even be Chris Harris on him. But in that matchup, for the sake of this, Brandon Cooks. So just run right by him.
Jay?
Brandon Cooks. I just saw Aqib Talib just get burned by Alshon Jeffrey on a long pass.
The slowest receiver in the NFL. So.
Talib's getting pistol whipped.
All right. And that is our 2 minute. Joe, gentlemen, thank you for that.
You know what else I was thinking would be fun to do with that? Just spitballing out loud. If we matched up who would be able to cover who. Like, I thought that would be a cool thing to do, too. Like, who could cover Larry Fitzgerald?
Save it for the brainstorm.
All right.
All right. Now it is the month of November. And as I promised you folks at home, we are going to go around the table every week to talk about what we're thankful for in the NFL as far as storylines or anything just random in the NFL. And this edition of what I'm thankful for, we have our own Jay to join us at the table.
I totally forgot to prepare for this.
Me too. I listened to the last week. I thought it was good, but I didn't think I was going to do it.
No, we're going to do it for the whole month of November.
Fantastic.
November. Thanksgiving's in November.
Which is why I think it's crazy we do more than one. Like, you know what I think? We should be like a player 1 week, coaches the next week, a team another week, or something like
Save
that.
Save it for the brainstorm meeting.
Right. Well, and right. Then we figure it out on air. This is the only time we see each other.
Craig, let's start with you.
Please.
I mean, let's just go with the Jerry Jones thing. So what we did not mention, actually there's two things you guys did not mention, which I'm kind of proud of because this is my 2 points.
What's up?
I love how he, in his reaction to the whole Roger Goodell contract extension, he's mentioning how he doesn't like Goodell's way he's handling players kneeling during the national anthem. Way to try to get middle America on your side, Jerry Jones. And whoa. Sorry. I have to do that 2 points. So I heard today that he may or may not have shares in Papa John's. I didn't confirm it. I didn't have time to. But there was a commercial in 2012 with Jerry Jones rapping on a Papa John's commercial. I highly suggest
that. No, I think he owns a bunch of Papa John's.
Probably.
He has franchised them.
It doesn't change the fact that he rapped on a commercial.
The funny thing about Papa John's, did you see that after last week when they said they weren't supporting the NFL anymore, all the white supremacist groups like, now we know what pizza to buy. And then they had to release another, Papa John's had to release a statement saying we don't support or condone white supremacists.
Jay, what are you thankful for?
I'm thankful for our lovely trade that we did. So I got Jay Ajayi.
Yeah, tell the people what the trade. We're talking fantasy football. Yeah.
Because Jay Ajayi got traded to the Eagles.
He did.
And in limited work, put up work, 77 yards on 8 carries for a touchdown.
But I can't be too mad about that because in return, I got Demaryius Thomas.
I like how this is going.
And I got
And Jarvis Landry. Yes.
Wait, didn't you get? You did end up getting Marshawn. Right? And Marshawn. And I don't like Marshawn. I was so mad, but he played well. Yeah, he's playing well now.
He did.
And you badmouthed that. I don't know, but it was a very good trade.
So stay out of our affairs.
All right. Well, we'll see who. It's not going to matter because neither of you are going to the playoffs. So,
Dale, what do you think before?
I am thankful for Michael Irvin because he said what I said about the Tony Romo thing. And I'm going to quote it for you guys. This is Michael Irvin talking about the Tony Romo, Deion Sanders. I didn't like that at all, man. I didn't like that last night. I saw it. Here's the kicker for me. I love Tony. I talk with Tony all the time. I love Deion. But it's like, for so long, Deion, you've made a living off telling people that my job is covering. Now, when someone uses it within the framework of what you said, so when Tony used it and for him to come back that way, yeah, that's crazy. It's having fun, guys. You got to be able to laugh at yourself. But yeah, that was crazy.
Why is Hulk Hogan reading?
I don't know. Listen, you do the voices, all right? I'm just saying, Michael.
When you
Michael
get the 24-inch receptions, man.
All right. I am thankful for Roger Goodell allowing NFL players to celebrate because these celebrations in the NFL have been kind of interesting and creative.
That's a good one. They've been great.
Between the bench press, but the Steelers are just killing it, by the way. But the bench press with the Steelers what else did they do? Hide and seek, and then Travis Kelce and the Chiefs doing the potato sack race.
The Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
And then the Lions with the Rock'em Sock'em Robots. These celebrations have been entertaining for the most part. It's unfortunate that Odell Beckham is out because I could only imagine the things he would have came up with. Another round. Let's do another thing.
I can maybe do one more.
All right. Craig, what else are you thankful for?
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man.
Thankful for glass not breaking.
Oh, it was like a little tap. If you tapped anything like that, barely. All
right. I don't even know where you're going with that.
What are you thankful for, Craig?
All right. Oh, man, this is tough. I had two more. Sam said three. All right, I'm thankful for the end of Eli Manning's career. Sam, sorry.
Took mine.
So news, is that yours? I got another one. All right, so I'm thankful for Bleacher Report for once in my life. I hate them, but they did a Gridiron Heights episode this week featuring Teddy Bridgewater leaving the IR.
I didn't see that.
You got to see it. Amazing. So he did the Morgan Freeman thing, leaving in Shawshank, and my favorite quote was like, I saw a touchdown celebration once when I was younger. Now they're everywhere. And one of the things they did, he's walking past some window and somebody's bench pressing another player.
Oh, really?
Oh, they absolutely killed it.
Jay, what do you think before?
Jeez, this is Christmas music.
Yeah, I mean,
it's
holiday music.
I'm stealing what Craig said, but at the end of Eli Manning's career, to the fact that Bob McAdoo actually said that he might think about Ben McAdoo. Bob McAdoo was actually a basketball player. Ben McAdoo actually said that they might even look at a quarterback change, which is hilarious to me because Eli is like revered in New York, especially having two championships, and now they're thinking about going to another quarterback, which is hilarious.
Well, whatever. Can I just add in that news came out this week that they were looking at
USC's quarterback,
Sam Darnold.
Yep.
Sam Darnold, who just looks like a drunk playing football.
Oh, he's a wife beater for sure.
I cannot believe that guy's going
to
be an
NFL. Well, the Giants used to have a wife beater as a kicker.
Yeah,
so.
They did. Dale, what do you think?
You guys all had good ones. I just had one in my head. Craig, you do your next one.
No.
Hold on. I am grateful that Mike McCarthy is a very below average head coach. He had 2 weeks to prepare Brett Hundley for the Lions.
Packers.
Oh, because the Packers are trash, all right? I'm just very glad that Mike McCarthy's their coach and not someone like Sean McVay who could actually come up with a creative game plan based on the personnel he has.
JJ's not happy that you didn't play Aaron Rodgers, though.
Yeah, JJ's a crazy fan. He thinks a win doesn't count unless everybody played at 100%.
JJ moved him with a girl.
I am thankful for the PSA, whoever's ahead of PSA at Arrowhead Stadium, because if you listen carefully, whenever they call a timeout or whatever, if the play stops and they're about to go to commercial break, whatever the case may be, if you listen very carefully, they play Attitude Era WWE music, and it's amazing. They play Stone Cold Steve Austin's theme song, they play Triple H's theme song, and if you're sitting next to me and you hear that glass shatter, I act like a little girl and I am screaming.
Stunning
I am
everybody.
My childhood was based on two things: video games and WWE. And like, it's just so nostalgic to hear them play that.
So
big ups to Arrowhead Stadium. My new favorite stadium.
To the listeners, little known fact about Sam: he spent his late teens and early 20s going to parties and stone cold stunning every basic white girl that he could find.
Craig, I am a black man. I never put my hands on a woman. Yeah,
careful, this is on the radio. This is public domain.
Allegedly.
He stole Cold Stone people. Allegedly.
All right. Is that all? Is
it? I know you had one more.
Yeah, one more. You right. want to do one more?
No, that's me and Jay.
Yeah,
shared,
we split one.
All right.
Oh, you did.
All split right. roasted.
I'm still thankful to be a Patriots fan.
I'm thankful for Jason Tatum because after Gordon Hayward got hurt, I was really down on the season.
You know, and we hurt his ankle last night, and if you jinx him, I swear.
I can't jinx him if he's already hurt.
All right.
But you're right. You were supposed to cut me off soon.
Yeah, sorry. No, all right. We're moving on. We have the fourth and goal game. I am very excited about this, ladies and gentlemen. It is back.
Very nervous.
Second time around. In case you guys didn't know, don't know what the fourth and goal game is, it's our solid Jeopardy, where trivia based question game, where we gentlemen are on one team against me. I will be asking you the questions. You will be providing me the answers. We have 5-yard questions, where are fairly easy. 10-yard questions, where are kind of hard. And then we have red zone questions.
Really hard. Did you do Hail Mary?
And we do have one Hail Mary question.
Only one?
Yes. Only one. Because you only have one shot.
That, no, but I mean, like, if we're in fourth and 30 and that happens again, like, that's what I
well,
mean.
Well, I have another one, but I have
all
one.
Right, we'll see. Sure. We'll see how it goes.
So the rules are applied. You guys are starting at the 25-yard line.
We have three assists.
Three assists.
Timeouts, whatever.
We have three assists. You have a audible where you are allowed to change the question.
Change it.
You have a throwaway where you throw away the ball, quote unquote,
which you lose it down,
and that's about it. You don't lose yards. If you get the question wrong, you get sacked, and when you get sacked, you lose yards. So if you got a 10-yard question wrong, you will lose 10 yards on the play. And for your third helpline, we have check the game tape where you are. If you check the game tape, I'll remove two wrong answers, giving you a 50-50 shot, or I'll give you a hint to a one word answered question. Also, I am very going to be strict on these rules. The last time we played this game, I was a replacement ref. I am an official now. If you interrupt me before I even finish the question, that is false start on the offense, 5-yard penalty.
Okay,
cut his mic.
And if you say the question the wrong way, we automatically win the game.
No, with the whole career
receptions in a year or career receptions.
Isn't an offensive offsides like 10 yards?
No.
10 yards, yeah. It is.
It's 10 yards? All right, then.
No. Okay.
No, false start, 5 yards.
False start is 10 yards.
False start on defense.
Encroachment is 5 yards. False start. You can't have a false start on defense.
You can't have a false start. It's offsides.
You can't have a false start on defense.
Well, you guys are losing this one.
Where's Dan?
All right, you guys are ready? You guys start at the 25.
Yeah, we got to do a better job of keeping track of where we are.
I'm going to encroach you.
All right. You guys, and since you're our guest, Craig, all answers go through you, filter through you, okay? So you guys
can talk about yourself. Yeah, your answer is the answer that matters.
You're the one that's the answer.
We don't lose yards on the 5-yard runs.
You don't lose yards on the 5-yard runs, 10-yard passes, you do lose yards.
And we don't lose yards when we get in the red zone.
Shouldn't it be like...
Well, I was going to get to that when I get to the red zone. When you guys get to the red zone.
I'm not going
to
get in semantics.
Oh, you can't be on your phone either.
All right, what are we doing? 25-yard line, 4 minutes on the 25-yard line you guys are starting off on.
Well, we did 20 last time, but that's
25.
25. Yeah.
25. Can we say touch current?
Back. Yeah, no, I agree, but last time we specifically went out of our way to say we're going back a couple years.
We should totally say current. Yeah, we're say current.
Yeah, I agree with you.
All right.
We only have one Hail Mary.
What are we doing?
Hail Mary.
Hail Mary.
No.
It's not my final answer.
No, because if you get Hail Mary, I think you said it, but if we get the Hail Mary wrong, we lose.
Yeah. Well, game's get over. To, yeah.
No. Like, if we were to use the Hail Mary and get it wrong, game's over.
Can we just take
over.
A run? Can it's an interception. It?
Yeah.
Let's do a 5.
Let's just run it.
Let's run it. Guys, ask, what do you want? 5-yard question?
Yeah.
Five-yard question. Okay, first 5-yard question. A offensive strategy designed to move the ball down the field one play after another without breaking into a huddle is called what? A, flash offense. B, non-stop offense. C, no huddle offense. Or D, 2-minute drill.
Before you answer that, no I just huddle. Keep thinking how crazy that question was. A home run? Was that the answer?
Yeah.
It's a no huddle answer.
We agree. That's a no huddle. That's right.
They don't
right.
have to agree.
5 yards. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
You guys are at the 30-yard line.
Remember Cash Cab? They had one person.
Second and 5 at the 30. Got it.
what do we want? Next question.
What are the options?
Whatever you... Hey, man, I don't know the questions.
Just get the 5 for now.
Yeah, we're 5 more.
5 yards? All right.
Yeah, because you can't lose it. So.
We're going Marshawn Lynch on this.
This current NFL quarterback is sitting at a cool 6-2 record. He was also the first round pick in overall 2016 NFL draft. Is it A, Carson Wentz, B, Jared Goff, C, Paxton Lynch, or D, Christian Hackenberg?
Jared Goff.
Yep, oh. Jared Goff.
Yeah, that is correct. Goff. Jared Goff.
Why'd you take his answer? Did you just cuck me for an answer? No.
I just heard Jared Goff. I just heard the right answer. Is that, are you going with that?
My voice is way more sultry than his.
So. All right. Jay has a very nice voice.
You are at the 35-yard line.
First down.
First and 10 at the 35. What are we doing?
Running it.
Running again for 5 yards.
I want to see how many running questions you have.
Okay. This is actually a good strategy because you can't lose yards.
Yeah.
That's why we're supposed to have a time. But hey.
Or we might have to change
it. Or a strategy.
You can lose yards. We might have to change
it. No, we won't do it for now.
Yeah, no.
Which former NFL receiver never reached a total of 100 career TD passes? Is it A, Torrey Holt, B, Randy Moss, C, Chris Carter, or D, Michael Irvin?
That is a great question. I feel like it's Michael Irvin.
Wait, you said 100 TD passes?
Catches.
I feel like it's Chris Carter. He was pretty highly regarded, and then Moss came in and stole his shine.
No, but never received 100 career touchdown. Like, if you told me Michael Irvin, because he didn't play as long. Carter played a while.
What was the options?
Disregarded what I said.
What?
What was the options again?
You have A, Torrey Holt, B, Randy Moss, C, Chris Carter, or D, Michael Irvin.
See, it's either Torrey Holt or Chris Carter.
It could be Torrey Holt.
But I feel like that's too obvious.
I don't think. I think Randy Moss would be the obvious one.
Am I allowed to use Michael?
I think it's Michael Irvin or Torrey Holt.
I think it's Michael Irvin.
Because they were a running team. Why would he get 100 catches?
You guys have 5 seconds on the clock.
All right.
Do you think?
Just Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin.
Michael Irvin, final question? Final answer, I mean? That is correct.
Oh, yeah.
Because
it was a running team. It was a running team.
I'm a basketball guy.
So we're at what? Second and five?
Second and five at the 40.
At the 40.
At the 40.
What are we doing? Play call.
Running.
So second to the run game. Run had basically heavy game. All right.
It's working. You know what he's going to do? He's going to start switching the questions.
He's
going to give us
he's holding up the computer.
Which of the following running backs never led the league in rushing yards? Is it A, Marcus Allen, B, Walter Payton, C, Ricky Williams, or D, Jerome Bettis?
Ooh, that's a good question. I feel like it's Jerome Bettis.
I feel like it is too.
Oh, Jerome Bettis.
Final answer?
Yeah.
That is correct. Jerome Bettis. First down and at the 45-yard line.
School buses don't go far. They just go hard.
What are we doing? First and 10, 45-yard line.
What are the other two options? I've only
No. There's Hail Mary is only if we need.
I know. I say we run it on first.
And then 10-yard pass. Yeah,
we run it on first.
Run it on first. All right.
He's right. He just keeps taking Jay's answer.
Seriously. A penalty for offsides is what? A 2-yard loss? A 7-yard gain, a 5-yard loss, or a 5-yard gain.
So I feel like this has come up recently.
Are you interrupting me, by the way? Can you guys 5-yard loss.
Did I
That's a 5, yes, you did. 5-yard loss on the offense.
Oh, I don't think I interrupted you. Did I?
But you did.
Oh, you did.
So okay. let's get back to the line of scrimmage.
First and 15, ball on the 35.
Thanks, Dale.
No, 40.
That play. You lose
Dale,
that question.
Thank you.
No, but we were at the 40.
Dale?
No,
Dale?
At the 40.
We're at the 40.
45.
45. So we're back at the 40.
At the 40. First and 15.
Dale, thank you for serious and for not serious.
Ball at the, so it's first and 15. Just to let the listeners know, it's first 15, ball at the 40-yard line.
At our 40.
All right. So what are you guys doing?
10.
All right. Our first 10-yard question.
I'm trusting the sober guy. The sober, not Dale guy. That didn't count.
I'm about to ask this question, okay? You're lucky you're a guest.
Love you.
As of right now, Drew Brees is 1,675 yards short of reaching 70,000 yard passing yards. Two other QBs in NFL history has achieved this accolade, Brett Favre being one of them. Who is the other? This is not a multiple choice.
Peyton Manning.
You don't have to look at us.
You guys agree.
It's Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
That is correct. First and 5.
50. No.
No, second and 5.
No, that was a 10-yard.
That was a 10-yard. Sorry,
second and 5. Second and 5 at the 50.
At the 50.
Because you talked.
Well, we got it back, though, right? And then you almost got it. So after I did it, what is worse? You almost did it again. Second and five
almost
at the 50.
Almost only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
What are we doing?
Run it.
Run it? All right. First and all right. We have... Okay, ready? I'm about to say the question. When a player runs out of bounds, then comes in and either touches or catches the ball, it is what kind of a penalty? Pass interference, illegal touching, ineligible receiver, forward progress.
I really like that last option. Forward progress.
See, you said that so like receiver. With so much conviction that
it's when a receiver touches it.
My position.
When a receiver touches the ball after running out of bounds, okay. It is what kind of penalty?
Ineligible receiver.
What was the options?
Pass interference, illegal touching, ineligible receiver, illegal, forward progress.
Illegal touching. It's illegal touching.
Is it really?
Yeah. Yes.
Illegal touching.
That is correct. Oh, first down.
I thought I was losing my mind.
Once they go out, they're ineligible.
I really thought I was losing my damn mind.
Whatever. Hey, what's a catch? What's a catch?
You don't get to ask
that. That's the NFL.
So first and 10 at the 50.
At the NBA 50.
First and 10 at the 50. What are we doing? Coach Craig.
We're going for a 10-yard pass.
10-yard pass. I like it. In 2011, this kicker held the record for the most field goals made in a season of 44. Is it A, David Akers, B, Matt Bryant, C, Steven Gostkowski, or D, Steven Janikowski?
Well, first of all, Sebastian Janikowski.
Yeah, it is. I'm sorry. Whatever.
Under the sea.
Well, you know, this should be like a Hail Mary question because, like, do you know?
I'm pretty sure it's Gostkowski.
Are you? I literally have no idea. In 2011,
this kicker held the record for the most field goals made in a season of 44.
Akers.
I would say it's Akers, too, actually, because I remember that, I think.
He had a pretty great game.
Yeah. Akers?
Yep.
Final answer?
Clearly, yeah. I need to trust these guys.
That is correct. David Akers.
Told you.
So first down at my 40-yard line.
At your 40.
What are we doing?
Hail Mary. No, don't.
Listen, Kyle. Relax.
He does like the
gamble.
Let's
relax. Let's do another 10-yard pass.
Another 10-yard pass. You guys are getting frisky.
I know, because we could end up back where we were.
I have cats. I like friskies.
All right. According to Section 1, Article 3B of the mandated NFL rulebook, it is illegal to block an opponent from behind in the back above the opponent's waist or use his hand or arm to push an opponent from behind in a manner that affects his movement. Is that A, considered an illegal block in the back, B, holding, C, horse collaring, or D, illegal contact?
It's A. It's a block to the back, right?
Yeah.
That is correct. Illegal block in the black.
So we're at the 30.
How did you not throw clipping in there? That would have been a little like trick like shot.
It could have been. I thought about it, but then
as a guy with a torn ACL, I mean.
All right, first down at my 30-yard line. What are we doing?
Your 30-yard line.
You're doing his 30-yard line.
Come on, for the listeners, we gotta get going.
For you, we have to get going. Let's do another 10-yard pass.
10-yard pass. I like how you're just slinging that ball.
Well, we had to build up confidence.
You know, we got the running game going. We got you.
Do we have
your
red
defense
zone questions
on
too?
Yeah, we have red zone.
All right, cool.
Oh, I didn't know that.
This NFL player is the only player to rush 2,000 yards in when the league only played 14 regular season games. That is it A, O.J. Simpson, B, Eric Dickerson, C, Walter Payton, or D, Jim Brown?
Who played first, Dickerson or O.J.?
No, it's O.J. Because
Dickerson was what?
I was thinking that you weren't going to give us options, and I was like, oh, boy, I didn't remember. I believe it's O.J. Because I know Walter Payton never ran for 2,000.
Did Dickerson play less, though? Dickerson was a league leader.
Dickerson, I think, was the first one to have 1,000 and 1,000.
No, he has a record.
As a rookie.
Dickerson has a record.
That's what
for what?
He has a
for most rush yards.
Okay, I'm sorry. What was the question?
This NFL player is the only player to rush.
O.J. played before Eric Dickerson.
That doesn't count as a direction. Right?
Do you think O.J. had 2,000 yards rushing? I thought he did.
No, he did.
But I would like to get this question off.
With 14 games in the season.
O.J. definitely had 14 games. O.J. definitely had 14 games in a season because he was like in the 60s.
How many did... These are like 70s. How many did Dickerson have?
It would be 14 also.
I would think it would be...
It was Dickerson. 14.
You have 10 seconds left.
I don't understand the question. So just say Dickerson.
What do you think, Dickerson?
I think Dickerson.
Wait,
think
but hold
Dickerson.
On.
I'm going to go with Dickerson.
Real quick, what was Dickerson. The question?
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
That is incorrect. It is O.J. Simpson.
Okay, I
really how many games a season did Dickerson play?
I don't know.
It had to have been less. Were you supposed to?
No, on, no, Trebek no, 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 known no, no, that. No. It was 14 from the beginning, so it was definitely. I don't remember the question. So we're at the 40 again?
Second and 10. Second and 20. At the 40.
Now we got to get to 10.
What are we doing?
10.
10-year question. Awesome. Let's go with. I'm sorry, I just lost my questions. All right, ready? The four QBs had pretty stellar years. Out of these four QBs, who got sacked the most? Is it A, Jim Kelly, B, Joe Montana? I like to say Montana.
Yeah.
Joe Montana, C, John Elway, or D, Phil Simms?
Oh, wow. I'd probably Elway.
I would say Elway. Because they had some pretty bad teams. We're going to go with John Elway.
That is correct. John Elway sacked 516 times.
Third and 10.
So as an interruption, Dickerson had 16 games played in 1984 where he had 2,105 yards.
So they just had gone to 16.
So yeah. It was it third and 10?
Third and 10 at the 30.
At the 30. What are we doing?
What do you think? We're passing.
We're passing, all right.
I mean, we could technically run it, not two more runs, and we don't lose anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if we fall back, we have to do a Hail Mary.
Yeah, but Sam might be using up all our run questions.
No, you still have a run question.
All right, run.
We're running? All right. Which of these two NFL players have caught more than 15 touchdowns in a season more than once? Is it A, Jerry Rice and Tim Brown? B, Jerry Rice and Chris Carter? C, Randy Moss and Chris Carter? Or D, Jerry Rice and Randy Moss?
I think it's D. I think it's Jerry Rice and Randy Moss.
I think that's obvious, and I don't trust Sam.
What do you think, Jay?
Yeah, I'll do the same thing, D.
All right.
Oh, we can't lose yards. It's a 5 yard, so.
Yeah, let's throw some Ds on that.
That is correct.
Oh, okay, God.
All right.
Fourth and five at the 25-yard line.
5 yard. Ooh, fourth five. And five. We have to get this. Five,
so we're going to rush
it. We have hints. We have
hints. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
You know what?
All right. That's good, though, because we'll use them in the red zone.
Yeah, exactly.
What? You guys are doing 5 yard?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Out of the 32 NFL teams, 13 of them still play on grass. Which of the following two teams still play on grass? Is it A, Bank of America Stadium, Carolina, or First Energy Stadium, Cleveland? B, FedEx Field, Washington, D.C., and New Era Field, Buffalo? C, NRG Stadium, where the Texans play, and Gillette Stadium, where New England play? Or D, Lincoln Financial Stadium, Philly, or CenturyLink Field, Seattle?
I don't like the way this question. I don't like the way these answers are put. Yeah, it's definitely not C because the Texans are on turf.
Yeah.
What was the first two?
Bank of America Stadium and First Energy Stadium.
All right, fine.
Carolina and Cleveland.
And what was the second one?
Washington, D.C. or Buffalo Bills?
All right, we got to use the audible. Or not an audible. Check the tape. We got to use check the tape.
Check the tape.
What's
all right.
Check the tape mean?
Check the tape. I'm going to remove two of the wrong answers, leaving you with a 50-50 shot. So
it's like 50-50.
Let's go, huh?
It's like 50-50.
Right.
Regis.
I don't get that, but go ahead, Sam.
All right. A, Bank of America Stadium or First Energy Field, or B, FedEx Field, Washington, D.C., or Buffalo Bills?
I would say
who
A.
Plays? Yeah, who wait, plays wait, at the first two?
I'm pretty sure the Browns have grass.
First two is Carolina and Cleveland.
I think the Browns have grass.
And the second two is Seattle and Buffalo?
No, second two are Washington, Redskins, and Buffalo.
Buffalo probably doesn't have grass because it's too cold. It's probably A. What if we get this
wrong? I know, we'd be screwed.
We lose the game.
I feel like Washington might have grass.
Yeah, but is it then? Does Buffalo?
I mean, grass is legal in Washington, D.C.
That doesn't help us. We only have the 25 seconds. Oh, boy.
I don't know.
Just go with A, I guess. Or we could change the play. We could change play.
Change the play.
Okay.
Was it?
The correct answer was A.
Oh! Now we got to do a pass play.
It was Dale's fault. I was going to say.
Fourth and five. You guys are changing the play.
Are we ever?
Well, we have to because you just told us the answer.
Yeah, so you can do a five.
We want
to
go with A.
No, you can still do a 5-year. You can still do a 5-year question or a 10-year question.
Well, let's do another five.
Yeah, five.
Okay. In 2011.
I don't like that. Yeah, the way he laughed made me like hate this question.
In 2011, this player led the league in touchdowns as a TE with 17. Is it A, Travis Kelce, B, Antonio Gates, C, Rob Gronkowski, or D, Jason Witten?
Rob Gronkowski, because that's actually the
record. That was his rookie year.
Yeah, it was Rob.
Was it? No, you're right.
It was the record for touchdowns by a tight end.
Are we going to see?
Yes.
That is correct. First down in 20.
Oh, in the red zone.
Five. We are in the red zone.
Wait, red zone, you don't get 10 yards anymore?
Red zone, you have 4 5-yard questions and 2 10-yard questions. Here's the thing. You don't lose yardage when you're in the red zone. Nice. But these questions are really hard.
And we only have 1 assist.
my hand's raised.
What's up?
Since when is the red zone 40 yards?
No, it's just the options. He's just saying you have up to 4.
Listen, since when is the red zone 40 yards?
We answered your question.
You're at the 20 right now.
No, he just did the math of how many questions we have. That's just, we only have 6 plays, in other words, in a Hilders. I'm just
fussing your chops.
Okay, ready? What are you guys doing? 5-yard red zone questions or 10-yard red zone questions?
We don't lose yards either way in the red zone. That's another thing I don't know if it was mentioned.
I think we used up all our 5-yard.
No, we have brand new. Brand new, specific red zone questions. Oh. That's what
they're harder.
Do you guys want to do 4 or 5?
I mean, I don't care.
All right, 5-yard run.
Let's just get it.
5-yard run.
Let's do 5.
Okay, ready? What top 2 colleges have the most active NFL players? Is it A, LSU and Alabama, B, University of Miami and Florida State, C, Ohio State and Michigan, or D, USC and the University of Texas?
This is a crazy question.
I want to say A.
I want to say A, too.
I mean, especially with LSU, recent history. LSU and Alabama, A.
That is incorrect. The correct answer is University of Miami and Florida State.
Who would have thought that? Whoever would have thought that? All right, well, whatever. It's second down and 20.
Second down.
You know what? 20. Your question's incorrect.
Second down and 10. So the 20-yard line. What are we doing?
Second and 10?
Second and 10. So.
For 10.
Do a 10-yarder?
Yeah, why not?
All right. In the Super Bowl between the Seahawks and the Broncos, Marshawn Lynch was not the leading rusher on the Seahawks. Who was? This is no options.
You gotta probably Russell Wilson.
Between the Broncos and the Seahawks.
Is Russell Wilson or one of their receivers?
Oh, it might have been.
Marshawn Lynch was not the leading rusher. It might have been.
What's his
Rawls.
Name? Not they got, Rawls. They got 2011.
Destroyed.
It was 2011, the Super Bowl between the Broncos and
wait,
the...
Wait, 2011?
2011.
2012, I think. No,
that was 2014.
Yeah, that wasn't 2011. What are you
talking about? Well, the 13 season. 13, it was in 13
because they went back.
Wait, the one in New York. It was Peyton Manning versus the Seahawks, right? Yeah. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
All right, so they had that dude that he went to Cal with who ended up on the Lions, small little receiving back.
He ended up on the Lions and you don't know his name?
No.
It's like me not knowing Danny Woodhead.
Wilson or something? They went... Oh, Justin Forsett. It might have been Justin Forsett if it wasn't Marshawn Lynch.
Want me to repeat the question again?
Sure.
I still think it was Russell Wilson.
In the Super Bowl between Seahawks and Broncos, Marshawn Lynch was not the leading rusher of the Seahawks. Who was?
I know Lynch got shut down.
I mean, it makes sense. Could also be Wilson, too. Yeah. No, I don't mind. I think it's supposed to be a hard question. It's a 10-year hard, so it's probably not Russell Wilson because that's what we would think. It's probably something like Fred Jackson, but I don't think he was on their team at that time. It's second down, right?
It's second and 10.
Oh, we could be wrong. We don't lose yards. Second and 10 at the 20. I'm pretty sure Justin Forsett was on that team. I want to go with Justin Forsett, but I don't know. I'm not confident. If you guys want to say, if the two of you want to say Russell Wilson,
hey, you're not cheating. Craig, get off your phone.
You really think that the
I think rushing, Russell Wilson, though? You already know who I think
rushing,
it is.
Though,
Justin Forsett. I got to put rushing. Time. You guys are taking too much time.
I'm sorry. Marshawn Lynch got shut down. I don't think anybody else really
going
rushed.
Russell, right, so, yeah,
I'm
so going say Russell. Russell,
right,
Russell.
Russell Wilson? We ran that? That is incorrect. It was Percy Harvin.
See, I told Percy you it was a receiver, Harvin. Too. I'd say I think it was one of their
third
receivers.
Third down.
That's crazy.
I forgot Percy.
Third down.
I forgot about that.
10. We're going for 10.
You going for a 10?
But this is our last
going
10.
Okay.
This is the last 10.
Like in the red zone?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, we only have, because now we have what, 3 fives? Or do we
you have.
We didn't use a 5.
Yeah, you have 3 fives. Third down 10. You guys going for 10 yards?
Well, that kind of means, because then we'd have to use the helmet. All right, yeah, we have to get this.
Which NFL team sets the record in 1974 by winning the most consecutive home games at 27? Is it A, Denver Broncos, B, Pittsburgh Steelers, C, Miami Dolphins, or D, Chicago Bears?
Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Dolphins.
That is correct.
All right, first and 10.
First
and
10 at first and goal, essentially.
Yeah, first and goal. I still hate them for popping champagne.
Yeah, that's 2007. Nice. It'll be nice when they're all dead.
I still hate you for 2007, rubbing it in my face. I've never been drunker in my life. All
right,
you
so five, we only have five, so we got to. We only have three, so we have to get two of these right.
Let's get it. I got five on it.
All right, which former NFL quarterback was the first QB to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame with a QB rating over 105? Is it A, Steve Young, or B, Joe Montana?
Ooh, it's probably Steve Young. It's probably a trick question. I bet you it's Steve Young.
I have no idea.
We have to get two of these next three.
Do you need me to repeat Steve the Young. Question? You want to find an answer? Steve Young? That is correct. Second of five at the goal line.
At the
5 yards out from the goal line. We're obviously going for a 5 yard question.
Or we can do a Hail Mary.
Ironically, two NFL teams finished in 2004 last in their respective divisions, only to come back and win the divisions in 2005. Which two teams were these? Is it A, Chicago Bears and Tampa Bay, B, the Vikings and Raiders, C, Dolphins and Bengals, or D, Colts and 49ers?
In 2004, they were last, and then 2005, they were first.
In their divisions, yes.
I would go Colts and 49ers, or I would go Tampa Bay and...
Bengals with Carson Palmer in 2005... They might have been first because that was when they went to the playoffs and Carson Palmer got his ACL torn. Did they have home field when that Pittsburgh they were at home field because that was when Pittsburgh had to go on the road.
I thought that was a couple of years later.
No, that was 2005.
Yeah.
So it's Bengals and who?
It's either Bengals or Dolphins for that question.
Wait, what's our last?
Want me to repeat the answers again?
What's our last lifeline?
Are your choices rather?
He gives us a hint.
Gotcha. All
right. No, it's not. It's throwaway.
No, we did that.
Oh, we already did throwaway. Did.
Yeah. No, we did audible and throwaway.
Yeah, we did audible choose and the tape because I gave you two choices and you got and you and
that's
then,
audible.
And you,
no, we never did.
Change the question.
Yeah,
I gave you a 50-50 choice earlier.
That's no, change, we did change the question.
Oh, let's change the tape. Wait, change the tape. So you either get a quote.
We did change the question and we did get a 50-50. That's right. So we do only have throw
change,
away.
Change, yeah.
So what's throwaway? We get a new one.
Yeah, we lose it down.
You lose it down.
It's first. It's second and five.
Doesn't
so.
Matter.
But you have red zone, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to repeat the question. No, I'm going to repeat your choices. Chicago Bears and Tampa Bay, Vikings and Raiders, Dolphins and Bengals, Colts or 49ers?
Okay. In 05, who was the Super Bowl?
05
that's
was...
That would be the 06.
The
it's Steelers.
That's the Patriots.
No, it was Steelers.
No.
It was in 06.
No, 06, the Patriots also the Colts. Seconds. And that was Colts and the Bears is 06. 05 was... Patriots and
Eagles.
The Eagles.
Then you might be right about the. That's not the Bengals.
Oh no, maybe that was 03-04. It depends if we're talking about the season year or the year.
No, yeah, no. The Super Bowl, the 2005 season Super Bowl.
Remember how the Bears and the and you know how
that
the,
was Steelers.
You know how the NFC South used to
you
always
have 5 seconds. Seahawks. And you have to give me an answer.
All right, four. So just say the Bengals.
Three.
Whatever you want to guys.
Two. Say.
Bengals and da-da-da-da.
Bengals and Dolphins?
Yeah.
That is incorrect. It is the Bears and Tampa Bay.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had a feeling that was it, too.
Because they used to
the Bears
the
next
time.
Year.
This is
the
it.
Super Bowl, right?
Yeah, this is it.
Well, we
yeah.
have a Hail Mary. If
yeah,
we
have a Hail Mary after this.
So is it third and five?
Yeah.
Is it ever?
Right, boy, we don't want to throw this one away because it's a Hail Mary.
What NFL team has the most Super Bowl losses? Is it A, Denver, B, New England, C, Minnesota, or D, Buffalo Bills?
It's either Denver or the Bills because the Bills lost three in a row, didn't they?
It can't be Denver and the Vikings. It can't be the Bills and the Vikings because they both only lost four. So they cancel each other out. So it's Denver.
Has Denver lost five?
It's the Broncos.
It's the Broncos.
All right, we're going Broncos.
Find an answer.
Yeah.
That is correct! It is the Broncos! You guys won another edition.
Jeez, that came
fourth
right
and
water,
goal.
Though.
It was literally fourth and goal right there. No, it was third and goal. But
third, it was our last question.
Dude, I
congratulations,
you
guys.
For us. That's fancy.
No. Congratulations to you guys for winning that. I love doing that game, by the way. I absolutely love it.
Jeez, you were like
you have a lot of power with that game.
Also, I did. Also, you were like living in 2011 and 2004.
Man.
Like I was like, well, you had just looked up 2 years and that was it.
Fucking Sam Trebek over here.
I love doing that game so much. Craig, I want to thank you again for being part of it. You might be a regular here, man.
Yeah,
I'm in.
You're going to be a regular because when he has his beautiful daughter,
you're
going
to
be
in
the seat.
We're going to have to fill you in.
I mean, it's looking like me and Dale are just going to do something.
Yeah, we're doing this. We're gonna have to do Flagrant Fans. We're gonna do sports talk. We're gonna talk about our favorite ABC Family shows.
We're gonna turn Flagrant Fans into, I don't know.
Yeah, Flagrant Fans.
We're rebranding it though. Just know this.
We're not changing the name though, because that's perfect.
Gentlemen, thank you for being a part of that. Thank you again, Craig. Thank you for being here. Good. Jay, good way to celebrate. All right, Jay. Yes, please. Good to have you back.
Jay, how's your wife's mucus plug or whatever doing?
Yeah, what was that about? Let's not get into it.
No, let's get into it. Play the music.
So do not Google that, because it just looks like snots and bloody like discharge in a pad. So it's a very fun thing to actually look into, and it's got different colors in it, maybe some brownish.
All right, you can find us on Twitter at the tuck_run Twitter handle, or you can follow us on Facebook. That's easier. You can follow Craig, however, at
Craig Masterflex,
ladies and gentlemen, at Twitter. Thank you again for listening to our 20th episode of Tuck and Run.
Also, all you Twitter nerds, stop complaining about 280 characters. It's ridiculous. I'm so sick. Hashtag first world problems. Oh, I can say too much now. Like, this is ridiculous.
You can find us on Twitter or on Facebook. What was I going to say? This is our 20th episode. Thank you guys for being a part of this, you faithful listeners. I have a lot of you guys coming up to me and asking me, you know, how we got this started, inquiring about, you know, how we do the work. A lot of hard work goes into this, and I can't thank Jay and I can't thank Dale enough for being a part of this.
Not on my end.
For this journey.
The hard work.
Tucker Punch Productions is who we run through.
It's who we are.
And it's who we are. It's our identity. If we're not in jail, we're doing this.
literally, if we're on here, we're not in jail.
So please spread the word. You know, help your fellow native Rhode Islander out. Hopefully this episode is nationwide by now. So spread the word to your neighbors. This is all NFL talk. Okay? This is all we do. And we have fun while we're doing it. Just four friends getting together and having fun. So thank you guys again. 20th episode. It's not a lot, but it means a lot to me.
It's a lot. It's impressive. We've done it for 20 weeks. So 21 weeks.
We lasted and could stand each other for 20 episodes.
We have one episode that never.
So listen to us next week as we cover week 10. To myself this time, week 10 of the NFL,
and look forward to week 11.
2 weeks of week 10 doesn't get much better than that.
Mucus plug.
This is, we didn't go over any of these games because these games
suck. We didn't even do game of the week.
No, we didn't.
Whatever.
This game was a bad
rails. Dude, I spent 20 minutes researching the game of the
That's
week. That
20
I did
minutes
not
more
watch.
Than I did.
All right, I lied. It was like three.
Oh boy, what happened to the music? This is
that's right.
All right, goodbye, everybody. Thank you for 20 episodes.
Yeah, thank you for the amazing 20 episodes.
And here's to another 20, and that's it. 40's when we're ending it.